That was the TSO with the great Canadian diva Adrian Piaciónca, the aria Visi d'arte, Visi d'amore from Puccini's Tosca. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Speaking of divas, on June 11th, the TSO is making way for the larger-than-life talents of the queen of classical music, Thorgi Thor. Thorgi Thor is a classical violin-playing drag artist who came to prominence through her multiple appearances on RuPaul's Drag Race. Teaming up with the TSO's own Barrett Principal Education Conductor and Community Ambassador Daniel Bartholomew Poyser, she created Thorgi and the Thorchestra. It has since zigzagged across the continent and comes at last to Roy Thompson Hall for a one-night-only performance with the TSO. Joining me now to tell us all about it is the queen of classical music herself, Thorgi Thor. Thorgi Thor, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, tragically, this is my first ever on-air interview with a drag artist. Although, you know,
I love it, tragically.
Not my first encounter, but really it's about time. But to be fair, drag and classical music don't often meet. So what happens when drag and classical mix?
Well, there it is. So this is what I always said. I was on RuPaul's Drag Race. I don't know if you are aware.
Yeah.
But when I was on that show, I said, I really want to be the first queen to ever hit the stage in fabulous costumes and play with symphony orchestras. And I've had the honor and pleasure of performing with many of them. And it's funny because I had a lot of weight on my shoulders because it kind of hasn't been done before. So I kind of wrote the book. So I kind of made it up as I went along. And I was surprised how many people fell in love with the combination between the two art forms, because I was always a musician and always kind of an outrageous character who loved drag and expression. And I got the opportunity to combine both of them.
You know, come to think of it, when I think about classical music and drag, there's no reason why they shouldn't mix, because although when you look at an orchestra on a typical night, they're dressed very reservedly, but the music is quite over the top often.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I get asked the question a lot, like, what made you start doing this? And I always say it didn't matter what seat I was sitting in many orchestras throughout my young career. My mind would always wander because the music takes you to such a theatrical place. And whether I was brought to tears or I started laughing as the concert master, everyone would go, "What's so funny?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I visualize this person in the front in this outrageous costume because the music demands it. It demands a little bit more glamour because it should be visual as well." Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Well, it is larger than life, really, isn't it?
It is larger than life. Yes, yes, yes.
So I'm curious actually about your name, because I know there's often a personal side to a drag queen name. So what's the story behind Thorgi Thor?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, like many queens that I know, they sometimes change their name. And I had all these weird little names when I first started, but Thorgi Thor is actually derived directly from my given birth name. My first name is Shane. My middle name is Thor, and my last name is Galligan, Thorgi. So Thorgi is really just an abbreviation of my middle name and my last initial. And my middle name's Thor comes from my mother's side, which is Norwegian. And my grandfather, Thor, believe it or not, was an Olympic ski jumping champion for Norway.
Wow.
So I've always been kind of proud of that.
Absolutely.
And I grew up on Long Island, and there's not a lot of Long Islandites that I met that were like, "Your middle name is Thor?" You know, it's not a very common name. So all my friends called me Thor growing up. They thought it was the coolest thing. So I just kept it.
Now, there can be a lot of misconceptions about drag, especially these days. And for those, I'm curious with what you would say, for those without prior firsthand experience with the art of drag, what would you say drag is and what would you say drag isn't?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I could talk for 45 minutes about this. It's been a good conversation because it's been my whole life. I'll start this way. Drag is fun. It's fun for me and it should be fun for everyone. It is lighthearted. It is positive, and it's about uplifting people, making people feel power. When I am in drag, I feel like I'm wearing my best armor to face the world and make people laugh. And it really is a very personal coat of armor to feel like the most perfect entertainer that I'm capable of being. Just because I'm just glamorous doesn't mean, you know, I don't want to rub anyone the wrong way. Of course, I'm rubbing a lot of people the wrong way along the way, but I found that people that are in opposition to to the drag I do, usually after a show, I talk to them and their mind has completely been blown and changed. And, you know, I'll say this at the beginning of every single one of my orchestras. I say, how many people by audience applause are here because you saw me on television and you love drag? And it's about half the audience that makes a lot of noise. And I said, now, how many people by audience applause have season tickets to the symphony and you have no idea what you're doing here? And it's the other half, to be honest. So I said, this is my responsibility in Thorgy with orchestra, is combining these two worlds that you haven't seen. So look to your left and to your right and behind you and in front of you. And you are sitting at a very original concert that you may not have gone to and sat next to these people any other place. So we are creating something brand new. And that has been my responsibility doing this. To get back to the question, drag is fun. And you know what it isn't? And I am not a very political queen, but with everything going on in politics right now in the U.S., about trying to ban drag and saying it's not for kids. That's what it isn't. It is not dangerous. It is about uplifting and making people feel their best and being a really amazing entertainer in a glamorous outfit for the whole family.
Tell us a bit about your background as a violinist.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been playing since I was very little. I quickly became very tall and lanky, and I was smart enough. My teacher was smart enough to say, we need to put you on viola and cello. So I quickly learned violin, viola, cello, and I play all three fluently. I studied at Hart School of Music and transferred to Purchase Conservatory to be closer to the city. And shortly after I graduated, I moved into the city and played for many, many different orchestras while teaching. And I found myself rehearsing all day in New York City for years and years. And then at night, I would turn into this Thorgy Thor character. And I don't know how I survived 8-9 years of never sleeping, but I did it.
And we're about to see the results, speaking of which, like Thorgy and the Thorchestra was created in collaboration with the TSO's own Daniel Bartholomew Poyser. How did this come about?
It's from RuPaul's Drag Race. At the reunion episode, RuPaul said, I heard you play violin, and I got to play live on national television and just showcase my little, you know, skills. And everyone was really impressed. And I said, I'm saying this loud and proud. If there's any symphony orchestras that want to collaborate, let's do it. And Daniel Bartholomew Poyser was the first one to call me and say, I am incredibly interested. Let's bring you to Symphony Nova Scotia. So we met several times in New York and we wrote the show together and we put the tickets up and we sold 4,000 seats at the theater, I think in like a couple of days. And I called the theater and they said, we've never sold tickets this fast. So do you want to add another date? And we sold that one out as well. The show was a great success. And I think the rest is history. So we've had the opportunity to travel with that show. And we've written three other shows and traveled all internationally with it.
Now, you have a bit of an entourage joining you in Toronto. Tell us about your guests.
Ooh, I love this. So we have a singer, we have a Vogue dancer. I don't want to give away too much of the show.
No, of course not.
I'm bad at this.
But Vogue dancer.
I was like, Thorgy, do not give away the whole show. But we have a voguing dancer. We're going to have audience participation. So get ready to have fun. And I'm also bringing a wonderful transgendered sister of mine from Brooklyn named Ginger Von Schnapp, who's going to be the Vanna White on stage. So she's going to be glamorous as well. We have a local singer and, of course, Daniel leading the orchestra and myself.
And this is all a part of Toronto's Pride celebrations because June is Pride Month. What does it mean to you to come up to the 6 for Pride?
Oh, yeah. Well, we wrote this Pride show and we've had the opportunity to really bring joy to every single city. And I'll say this again, it's for the whole family. Everyone, bring the kids, bring everyone, bring grandma. It is an amazing show. You will laugh your butt off. And, you know, I always say this. I'm very proud of a couple of things. I'm proud of my heritage. I'm proud of my family. I'm proud to be a drag artist. I'm proud to be a musician. And I'm proud to be a part of the LGBTQAI plus family. So I'm very proud of who I am. And I like to share that with everyone. And I always say this in my show. I want everyone to leave that loves drag. I want them to leave the show and go, wow, I really love classical music. I'm coming back to the symphony. And vice versa. I want people who love the symphony to leave and go, wow, I love drag now.
Well, I have a strong feeling that you will succeed. Thorgi Thor, thank you so much for joining us tonight and looking forward to you storming the stage on June 11th.
Thank you, Kathleen.
That was the inimitable drag artist, Thorgi Thor. Thorgi and the Thorchestra hits the Roy Thomson Hall stage one night only on June 11th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, go to tso.ca. Now, for just a small taste of what is sure to be a show full of surprises, here's Vivaldi's Summer.